Blackstone Audio presents George Whitfield, God's Anointed Servant in the Great Revival of the 18th Century by Arnold A. Dallimore. This book is read by Bob Sauer. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. If ever philanthropy burned in the human heart with pure and intense flame, embracing the whole family of man in the spirit of universal charity, it was in the heart of George Whitfield. He loved the world that hated him. He had no preferences but in favor of the ignorant, the miserable, and the poor. In their cause he shrank from no privation and declined neither insult nor hostility. To such wrongs he opposed the weapons of an all-enduring meekness and a love which would not be repulsed. The springs of his benevolence were inexhaustible and could not choose but flow. Sir James Stephen, Essays in Ecclesiastical Biography, 1883. Introduction.